In this podcast, I will be speaking about a subject of huge importance to the Czechs, beer. In fact, there's such a big beer drinking culture in Czechia that even a lot of Czech cuisine is centered around beer. For example, what else can you drink with a pickled sausage but a glass or two of beer? Beer is made from brewing four key ingredients, which are malt, which is usually in the form of malted barley, but other grains can also be used. Next, there's yeast, which converts the sugar into alcohol. The third ingredient are hops, which gives beer its bitter taste. One of the best known hop growing areas in the Czech Republic is around Žatec in northwest Bohemia, from where the famous brewery Pilsner Urquell source their hops. And the final key ingredient is, of course, water, or spring water in the case of Pilsner Urquell and other Pilsners. There are several major breweries and countless regional or microbreweries across the country. In Uvali, which is the town where I live, we have a very popular microbrewery called Libertas. They brew a range of delicious beers and ales, and their beer terrace is always full of local beer drinkers in the summer months. They also supply their beers and ales to all the local restaurants, and even some restaurants in Prague serve their beers, because they're of such high quality. Famous Czech breweries such as Pilsner Urquell and Budweiser produce the most internationally well-known Czech beers, and the Prague-based brewery Stara Premen is probably one of the most commercially successful. Many pubs in England serve these beers too, and Czech beer enjoys an excellent reputation worldwide. Unfortunately, this is also one of the main reasons why Prague is such a popular destination for the British stag parties, who come to Prague to drink large quantities of beer and generally make a nuisance of themselves. Breweries transport their beer to pubs and restaurants in kegs or barrels, and large breweries even pump it directly into tanks, which is then served to customers in the form of tank beer. Beer lovers say that tank beer has the best flavour. When I go to a pub, I usually ask the barman or barmaid what beer they have on draft or on tap, because freshly drawn beer tastes better than beer from cans or bottles. In British pubs, beer is measured in pints, not litres, and people go to the pub for a pint. Therefore, if a Brit asks you, "Do you fancy a pint?" they are actually asking you if you want to go to the pub and have a glass of beer with them. Customers order their pints or half pints directly at the bar because, unlike here in Czechia, it's unusual for a pub to offer table service. If you're with a group of friends, it's customary to buy a round, especially if it's busy. This saves time as it's inconvenient if everybody has to queue up at the bar every time they want to order another drink. When it's your turn, or your shout, to buy a round of drinks, you simply ask your drinking buddies what drink they're having, get up from the table, go to the bar, and order the round of drinks. Then you have to wait at the bar, pay for the drinks, and take them back to the table in your hands, or if it's a large round of drinks, then the barman might lend you a tray to carry the drinks on. A huge disadvantage of buying rounds is that it can be costly and you're under pressure to drink more than you might do normally. Also, if you leave the pub before it's your turn, your friends might think you're tight-fisted. In the UK, the bar staff are required to fill the beer right up to the measuring line at the top of the pint glass, which is why there's such a small head on top. In Britain, beer can also be an ale or a bitter. If you want to lighten the taste of your beer, then you can ask for a shandy, which is a mixture of beer and lemonade. When I'm in England, I much prefer drinking real ale, as most lagers are imported from major international brewery chains and taste bland compared to the Czech lagers. In contrast, most Czech pubs serve lager or pilsner only, although ale is becoming more popular. Czech pubs provide table service and each drinker has their own tab, and they pay for their drinks before they leave the pub. This is definitely more convenient than buying rounds of drinks as we do in the UK. Another big difference from the UK is that all Czech beers are poured with a large frothy head. A lot of foreigners are confused by the degree descriptions given to Czech beers, e.g. 10 degrees or 12 degrees, and mistakenly confuse them with the alcohol content. I just know it has something to do with the amount of malt extract in the beer. A 10 degree is supposed to be a lighter beer and a better choice if you just want to quench your thirst, whereas a 12 degree beer has a more full-bodied flavor and a slightly higher alcohol content. Finally, let's not forget the usual Czech custom before you drink your beer in the pub. First, raise your glass, then look your partner in the eye, clink your glasses together and say cheers, or na zdraví. Finally, clink the bottom of your glass on the table and then take your first sip. As for me, I more or less stopped drinking alcohol about a year ago, although I still enjoy an occasional glass of beer, especially from my local microbrewery. I've also tried non-alcoholic beer for the first time recently, and surprisingly, I think it tastes just fine. Anyway, at least I can be glad I don't have a beer belly like some of the men at my age. That's all for now, and if you happen to have a glass of beer in your hand, then na zdraví, or as we say in English, to your health. See you in the next podcast.